although probably not the most ideal time to plant if you're below the rim, doesn't mean you can't.
Right. You know, I get that question every day. There's many questions I get every day this time of the year. You know, most of them are all water-related and whatnot. But, yeah, you can plant this time of the year. Just there's not much forgiveness. You know, those plants sit down there in our nurseries and pots. And not only are they plastic pots, they're black plastic pots. You know, you try and touch one of those either out in the sun, it'll leave a third-degree burn on your hand. You can imagine what the roots inside those pots are feeling every time they grow out through the soil, and you know, they're kind of a self-pruning pot, I guess. So you could plant this time of the year. In fact, it's actually a good time to plant. I just wouldn't leave town for a while. I wouldn't go on vacation.
don't trust that the irrigation automation is working.
You know, in the spring and the fall when the weather's nice, and if that plant needed a drink of water this morning and it didn't get one for a week, it's probably going to be okay. You know, if you plant something this time of the year and it needed a drink of water 10 minutes ago, it's probably dead in an hour. So that's the only difference. But actually, it's good because those roots will establish. They'll do quite a bit of growing because the weather's warm, and get those plants well on their way.
Great rooting time. And
yeah.
Like Eisenhower says, as go the roots, go the shoots. So get the roots in and a little more growth as the fall comes.
Exactly.
Let's see. Joel's next on the line. Wants to talk irrigation. Welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question regarding my irrigation system for my home. You know, I don't think it's working because, you know, on the unit itself, it says that I put it to automatic, and it says it's pumping water out, but I don't see anything coming out from the tubes or the emitters. So do you think it might be a problem with the system itself, the unit itself?
Well, it's probably the electronic valve. Okay, if the clock is working and the LED readout is on there, and you can go to the different stations and hit the program, and it tells you when it's watering and how long it's watering and what day it is, and it's keeping the correct time and date. That sends an electrical charge to an electronic valve, and that valve that's what causes that valve to open and close, and that releases the water and closes the water. So what I would, if the valve box is far away from the clock, you know, you can get someone over there to the clock and go and hit the manual button, and you can be there at the valve. You should hear a click or a buzzing sound.
The valve is actually right below it, and I don't hear that when I turn it to automatic.
Okay. That's the things that I would check first. You know, you could automatically kind of bleed the valve, especially if it's, you know, an emergency situation. Those plants need a drink of water. You can look at that valve, and there should be sometimes an on and an off. There's a little bleeder valve you could kind of screw and unscrew, and that will release the valve and allow you to water. And then you can, you know, take note of what you've got there and run down to a sprinkler repair place and get a new solenoid, usually, and just replace a solenoid.
Okay, so it sounds like something that typically goes wrong with these systems, then.
It does go wrong, and it will go wrong with everybody's system. Those solenoids, just like anything else, you know, two, 3 years is about the maximum life on those.
Okay. All right. That sounds good, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah,
you're welcome.
The unit itself, you know, it's displaying correctly the time, the dates, and I can go into the different programs. It's just not pumping out any water.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that might be it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call, and anything that you run water through is gonna fail. It breaks it down.
Water and electricity.
Yeah,
you know, those are and the valves always leak. You know, you can open up anybody's valve box, and it's always full
a little
of water.
Pool of water somewhere. Yeah. You know what? It would be great if the irrigation industry would invent an easy way to unscrew it and screw a new one in. It's all like glue fittings, and you've got all this repair work, and you've got to dig an area three times the size that you're trying to work in.
You're talking about the whole valve. Yeah, they're not easy. I rarely ever have to replace a whole valve. You know, you can make sure your water's shut off at the service there, and there's a series of
screws
at the top, and you can pretty much take those off. Sometimes your valve doesn't work because there's just a piece of dirt in there and that little diaphragm. So you can just take those off and clean them, wash them. You can go buy all new guts and put them back in there without having to replace the whole
Nice.
The whole valve itself.
Now you tell me.
Oh, well, I'm always a phone call away.
Let's go to Bert and see how we can help him with his oleanders. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. You know how hard it is to kill oleanders when you want to get rid of them?
Yes.
Well, I want to find out how far can I cut them back without killing them?
Oh.
And do I have to wait until a cooler time of year, or could I do it now? Are they that hardy?
They're that hardy. You know, you can literally
chop it off at the ground.
It off at the ground. You could probably chainsaw the stump in half, and it'll still grow back.
And the oleanders I'm thinking of used to keep them trimmed back so that the edges of the green, the top of the green, was like 3 or 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And now I've let them go until they're 6 and 7 feet tall. Can I cut them back to the way it used to be? You know,
yes.
Cut them down to about 3 feet so that they'll grow out to 4 or 5 at the most.
You know, and that's the best way to do it, because if you've kept them at 3 feet all these years and now they're 6 feet and you want to take them back to 3 feet, they're going to be brown. There's not going to be a green leaf on it. And so the best way to do that is to literally take it 6 inches above the ground if you want and cut it back, and it'll all grow back, all this new growth, new shoots. And then when you do go to prune it, always cut it way back further than you want it to.
That mature of a root system, 3 feet for an oleander is what, like a half a growing season?
Yeah, yep.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.